Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Pat Caputo. Welcome to Bustin' Balls. Hey, we talk about drafts, prospects, and the future. All the sports. And we had the Mac Daddy of all the drafts this week. I mean, weekend. And that was the NFL draft. And the Lions, it was pretty interesting what they did. Brad Holmes, he's like a kid in a candy store at the draft. He absolutely comes up with all kinds of differences. I used to think it was phony when he would sit there and start pumping his fists when they get their first-round draft pick. But honestly, I think he lives for that weekend. And it was a wonderful weekend in Detroit, all those different things. But I love the Lions draft. And I think you know me well enough, Evan, you certainly have. Knowing me for a couple decades, I haven't always liked the Lions drafts. A lot of times I think they're terrible, and I'm constantly getting pushback, you know, from fans who love it no matter who they take. But I love this draft by Brad Holmes. I can't believe they got Terrion Arnold at. We didn't even talk much about Terrion Arnold, did we? We had there was no way he was going to be there. I think we basically said we and Quinion Mitchell were going to be gone. Maybe Cooper DeJean would be there. When we talked about corners, but the fact that he moved up, when he moved up, how he moved up, brilliant job by Brad Holmes. Terrion Arnold, you can pop him in and start him. He's a great football player. He just is. He played under Saban. I think one of the things that's not mentioned enough, but you should know, both he and Ennis Rakestraw are both scheme-specific for what the Lions run. They run cover three. Where they have two deep outside corners, a hash mark to a sideline. They usually have a safety in the middle. That's Kirby Joseph most of the time, the way they run it. And then they have Branch and Milifambu will be up covering flats. It's kind of slot corner safety types. And then the linebackers are usually in a hook zone. So it's underneath zone, deep threes, okay? And both these guys played cover three. And Nick Saban, basically, with Bill Belichick, are the kind of the godfathers of the cover three. And Nick Saban coaches secondary. Well, he did until he retired. But coaches secondary more than any other position. He's a secondary coach by trade. So this guy's perfect for him. He's a hard hitter. He's a twitchy athlete. He runs a 4-5, but he's got plenty of deep speed. And he is flawless in this cover three, so he should start for him right away.
Yeah, a week ago we thought that was nothing more than a pipe dream, and there he is, and Brad Holmes moving up just like he does with his magic. And I think the most impressive thing was they doubled up on corner, like you said, and they weren't going to shy away from what was a weakness, especially after Cam Sutton had his events happen over the offseason. So you look at it, and you're like – home run picks. And when you talk about cover three, I heard Nick Saban talking about how he liked to coach the corners and that this kid is just a perfect fit. And my favorite thing about him, and it has nothing to do with the football field, is when he was presented that he embraced the crowd and yelled, "Detroit, I'm home." And that's the kind of guy I think that's going to fit right in with that locker room.
Well, I tend to look more, you know, I know you like stuff like that, man. You're the webmaster. So that's good, man. It's good for hits. It's good for whatever. I tend to, as you know, look at it more from, you know, football aspect. I like those things too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, what I like about him is he's a dog too. You know, he's got that personality, but once he's on the field, he's a rugged player. He's got a problem. Sometimes he gets too physical and will draw some penalties. He might take a late hit or grab somebody or do something like that. And Rake Straw is just like that too. A dog, D-A-W-G, dog. And they both fit into what the Lions are doing absolutely perfectly. So, and I don't know if it's going to make their secondary a strength. It's going to depend a lot on the development of Joseph and Millen Fonwu and health. It always seems like the Lions' corners are hurt.
Yeah.
So, we'll see if it works out. I do like that in conjunction with Carlton Davis III, if he can stay healthy. And it's not like Arnold's a zone guy. Like, you know, I think it was like 100 snaps in man-to-man. He can press. Every team does different things. But he fits ideally with the Lions. Love those two picks. And they didn't stretch for Rake Straw. That took the best player available. I mean, I didn't see a bunch of players they passed on that were better than Rakestraw. He's a legitimate top 50 player, and they got him at 61. And Arnold's a legitimate top 15 player, and they entered the draft at 29 and took him at 24. So that's good work. You know, we'll see how it all works out, Nat, you know, in the long run. But it'd be impossible not to love those picks if you're looking at it. And if you listened to our podcast before, they had to get corners. There wasn't any situation where they couldn't get corners. It was either going to be this or they were going to have to do something outside the box with free agency done, but they couldn't go into the season remotely like what they were at corner. And that's their weakness. And now, ultimately, it could be a strength because of the two players that they selected. And they got Brian Branch, who's as good as any slot corner practically in the league. I mean, it's a fierce group, and they couldn't tackle before. That's the thing that bugged me. Cam Sutton was a terrible tackler. And, you know, when you're bringing in Vildor off the street or whatever you're doing, this is a little bit different with it. Also, I love the pick, Lackey. That's my favorite pick in this draft other than what they did with getting Arnold. And, Evan, you know I watch all this stuff and I do things. That guy went right over my head. I watched Utah play a couple games, two of his better games, and I still did not identify him. When they took him, I was like, well, okay. You know, I heard of him. He was like the 30th ranked safety or something on some of the boards. But he's an outstanding running back.
Yeah.
He's a perfect fit for Ben Johnson's going to have a field day with this dude. And I went back and watched the games that I actually watched during the season. Because I was paying attention from a draft standpoint, Jonah Ellis, who's Luther's kid, and a safety named Cole Bishop, which I brought up in one of my columns that I wrote about it. But this kid is really, really good. You watch the USC game. Watch it in its totality. He's on offense in that game. He owned that game. He made that quarterback that they had to put in, the backup quarterback Benson,
yeah,
because the starter was hurt. And he made that game for that kid. Passes out of the backfield, runs, making people miss, running over guys, breaking tackles. He's really good. And on defense, the Florida game was the other one I watched. Those are two most high-profile games. I think I watched some of their Colorado game. But to be honest with you, I really don't remember it other than Colorado was falling apart by that time. And he plays defense. He causes a fumble on a sideline. And intercepts a pass and leads to a touchdown. And he's a twitchy athlete. He's thick and he's tough. You know, he's going to help him. I love that pick of the other picks very much. I can't believe Mahogany was there, the guard from Boston College, because he's somebody that should have gone earlier, and he fits right what they do. He's a dog. And I don't know. He's pretty athletic. They gave him the ball sometimes. And, you know, the William Perry refrigerator plays. And, you know, he's just kind of a nasty, tough grinder. So he's going to help him at guard. Wingo is a little undersized, but a very productive college player. And they may use him as an end when they run a 3-4 as one of the guys that's down in. But they're basically playing three technique tackle, you know, in a, what would be, I think, the C-gap. You know, A gap, B gap, C gap, kind of right in there on the guard shoulder, the outside shoulder of the guard. I think you'll see him in a lot of snaps like that. What they do with Kaminsky, what they do with Uzurike, sometimes about the same size equation. Short, but he can get under pads, and he's like this impeccable person. He was the captain.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain of the team and all those things. Fifth round pick, that was great value there. The big thing that happened in the room, and I'm curious to hear what you think, was Giovanni Manu, the kid that I didn't know anything about that kid. Not a single thing coming into the draft. I probably should have because he visited, and there were 16 teams that were at his pro day. But, you know, again, man, this is my 24/7 job for me, the drafts. I do it for fun, you know, and I do the podcast for fun, basically. But I hadn't heard of him, and all I can tell you about it, Evan, is it could be something great. There are stories like that that happen. I mean, that is a freakish athlete. Give me, you know, 350, yeah. 3 inches deep. He jumps higher than A.J. Hogart.
I think my baby, who's 6 weeks old, does as well. But with Manu, it's kind of interesting to be 6'8", 350 pounds. They say he moves like a gazelle, essentially. And all you keep hearing is how athletic he is, how athletic he is. And John Jansen, who played in the NFL for, 12 years or something along those lines. And he was talking about Manu. And it's interesting because – it sounds like the Lions' plan initially is to play him at guard. And so the interesting thing is you don't see a lot of 6'8" guards. But if
Skipper's that tall and they put him in there with no hesitation.
Well, I think that's what they're looking for. And when you see raw potential like this, it's worth a flyer, in my opinion. I know that they did trade up to get him and gave away future assets. But at the end of the day, the Lions are trying to win right here, right now, and even next year. And so if that pick turns into a guy that can play on the interior line, or even when, let's say, Decker goes away and Sewell moves to the left and he plays the right, it's very interesting. Now, the thing that would concern me is the level of football that he has played up until this point. He came from Canada. What you hear is it's essentially a high school level with their university or something along those lines. So that's interesting. But there's
it's better than that. I would say, and this is what I'm talking to people about it, it's like Division II. So it'd be like Saginaw Valley. I mean, they give scholarships, and there are a lot of NFL players that come out of there. And that program recruits better than other programs. They had another kid that was signed, I think, by the Bears, who's also a huge tackle. And I guess their offensive line coach is somebody that has a lot of NFL and college experience, was Nick Saban's teammate in college, you know, okay. One of those grizzled veteran guys. So they were the third-ranked team in the country. They were 6-2. They only play 8 games. So, I guess, yeah, they played less than the Chippewa Valley Big Reds. And it's, you know, by the way, they played De La Salle this year. That'll be interesting. Last Ooh. Game, Big Reds against De La Salle. Wonder when they were finally going to have that showdown. But just looking at this, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I honestly don't. John would know. I mean, he would know a lot more about that. And John is tall like that. He's as tall as that guy.
Yeah.
So John would know the logistics of being tall, like 6'8 or whatever, and what the difference would be between playing tackle and guard. So
well, I think it's kind of like
if you really want to know, I would, you know, send a text during the show or call up John Jansen with Jim in the morning, Jim and Heather, and give him a call because he could tell you a lot more about it.
A lot of it had to do with pad level, and like you said, with Mingo coming, and he's low, and he's a short, stocky guy off that right shoulder of a right guard. So I think that's what he was talking about. But if you're athletic enough, you can get down there and get into that position. So I think that was his main point.
There was a player the Lions had named Jeff Hardings. He was a first-round pick, a guard, and he was about a 300-pounder, a more athletic type of guy. And, you know, he's 6'3", 6'4", something like that. He had good size, but it wasn't. But his flexibility was amazing, and he worked on his flexibility to bend down more than he worked on weights. You know, he ended up being an all-pro player when they moved him to center in Pittsburgh after Matt Millen said, he's just a guard. Great moment in history. So I like their draft a lot. I really do. And I think you mentioned, like, winning now. I don't think it was – first of all, Broderick Martin and Green, the receivers that they got – the receiver they got last year, and Broderick Martin, the defensive tackle, they're players who have been developing for a year, and don't be surprised if they see the field and do well. Don't be surprised if Paschal contributes a little more if he can stay healthy. So they've had some players in the developmental pipeline. And these one player particularly goes right into the developmental pipeline right away. The guard will help them. Mahogany will play. I think he's going to push the kid from Vatek. How do you pronounce his name? Sastrel, or however he pronounces his name.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he played last year. He didn't do too well. But he's in the developmental curve as well. And so what Brad Holmes is doing is building sustainability. And in addition to a contender, the thing is, you look at Philadelphia, man, getting DeGene and getting Quinion Mitchell, man, that's amazing. I mean, they did it too, Howie Rosen there. And then you have a situation with the Packers, man. I love the Packers draft. So looking overall, man, the Packers getting that safety Bullard from Georgia, getting the linebacker Cooper from Texas A&M. Getting that big tackle that they really needed, Monroe from Arizona. I mean, the Packers loaded up, man, up and down. They got secondary players, good value throughout the draft. So the Packers in the last couple of years have been kind of quietly just stacking up players that can play. So the Packers got a lot better. They didn't get any flashy pieces. And I don't know – I still don't know why – they had to have Josh Jacobs, but Josh Jacobs is a hell of a football player. So they're going to be good, and they're going to be formidable. They got their tight end. They got their receivers. They got a running back that they brought in to do things, and their quarterback is popping. So those teams got better as well. So we'll see how it all ultimately works out. But enjoyed the draft, too, in the city. I think we all did. I know, Evan, you really enjoyed it. You were down there. You loved it. And it was just a great time.
It really was. It was something I never thought I would see. And everything went as smooth as possible. And those crowds were just unbelievable.
Yeah. And the Lions, I think, have really helped that with the fact that they're such a good team. They really are genuinely a good team. They got Sewell, And Amon-Ra St. Brown tied up here for a while, and they're going to sign all those guys. Probably Goff will get a contract. And it may make sense just given the way quarterbacks have been in the draft where these teams take them, and then if they're not good, they just discard them. But that, the value of those draft picks really hurts them in the long run by basically wasting it. But anyway, enjoyed the conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, or download us on Odyssey.com. We're here about drafts, prospects, and the future on all four of the major sports. And you can follow me, Pat Caputo 98, on X, formerly known as Twitter. Evan has changed his to, like, what is it now, the King of the Mints or something?
Jim Mint Jenkins. It's like a play on baseball cards.
Oh, there you go, Jim Mint Jenkins. So I can't say whatever did before. So there you go. We post this up on those websites or social media feeds, our Facebook pages. And of course, the 97 won the Ticket X account and also on the Facebook account. Appreciate you listening as always. Take care. We'll be getting into the baseball draft, the NBA draft, and the hockey draft. Evan liked to call this our time of the year because we really get into drafts. And Evan will start learning about, like, hey, man, there's this guy who's going to go in the draft. His name is Iserman. Yeah, there's an Iserman who's going to go in the top at least 12 in the NHL draft. Could be on the line or Red Wings pick, but it's spelled different than Steve's name. See, ooh, things you learn on this podcast. You will know all about Cole Iserman, I promise you, soon. And he's not related to Steve. Till next time, we'll see you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.